just for the day, Mr. Dibbler. But you don't think I'm going to go around paying people to have days off, do you? I'm not made of money, you know? It's not as if we make a profit, even. Hold a crossbow to my head, why don't you? Gaspode looked at the bags in front of Sol, who was furiously adding up piles of coins. He raised a cynical eyebrow. There was a pause. Oh, no, thought Gaspode. The young idiot's forgetting his lines. I don't want paying, Mr. Dibbler. Gaspard relaxed. You don't want paying? No, Mr. Dibbler. But you want a job when you get back, I suppose, said Dibbler sarcastically. Gaspard tensed. Victor had taken a lot of coaching. Well, I hope so, Mr. Dibbler. But I was thinking of going to see what untied alchemists had to offer. There was a sound exactly like the sound of a chair back striking the wall. Gaspard grinned evilly. Another bag of money was dropped in front of Sol.
Untied alchemists?
They really look as if they're making progress with soundies, Mr. Dibbler, said Victor meekly.
But they're amateurs and crooks.
Gaspard frowned. He hadn't been able to coach Victor past this stage. Well, that's a relief, Mr. Dibbler.
Why is that?
Well, it'd be dreadful if they were crooks and professional. Gaspard nodded. Nice one. Nice one. There was the sound of footsteps hurrying around a desk. When Dibbler spoke next, you could have sunk a well in his voice and sold it at $10 a barrel.
Victor. Vic. Haven't I been like an uncle to you?
Well, yes, thought Gaspard. He's like an uncle to most people here. That's because they're his nephews. He stopped listening, partly because Victor was going to get his day off, and was very likely going to get paid for it as well, but mainly because another dog had been led into the room. It was huge and glossy. Its coat shone like honey. Gaspard recognised it as purebred ram-top hunting dog. When it sat down beside him, it was as if a beautifully sleek racing yacht had slipped into a berth alongside a coal barge. He heard Sol say,
"So that is Uncle's latest idea, is it? What's it called?"
"Laddie," said the handler.
"How much was it?"
$60.
"For a dog? We're in the wrong business."
"He could do all kinds of tricks," the breeder said. "Bright as a button," he said. "Just what Mr. Dibbler is looking for."
"Well, tie it up there, and if that other mutt starts a fight, kick it out."
Gaspard gave Sol a long, thoughtful scrutiny. Then, when the attention was no longer on them, he sidled closer to the newcomer, looked it up and down, and spoke quietly out of the corner of his mouth.
"What you here for?" he said.
The dog gave him a look of handsome incomprehension.
"I mean, do you belong to someone or what?" said Gaspard.
The dog whined softly. Gaspard tried basic canine, which is a combination of whines and sniffs.
"Hello," he ventured. "Anyone in there?"
The dog's tail thumped uncertainly.
"The grub here's ruddy awful," said Gaspard.
The dog raised its highly bred muzzle.
"What this place?" it said.
"This is Hollywood," said Gaspard conversationally. "I'm Gaspard, named after the famous Gaspard, you know. Anything you want to know, you just..."
"All these two legs here. What's this place?"
Gaspard stared. At that moment, Dibbler's door opened. Victor emerged, coughing, at one end of a cigar.
"Great, great," said Dibbler, following him out. "Knew we could sort it out. Don't waste it, boy. Don't waste it. They cost $1 a box." "Oh, I see you brought your little doggy."
"Woof," said Gaspard irritably. The other dog gave a short, sharp bark and sat up with obedient alertness radiating from every hair.
"Oh," said Dibbler. "And I see we've got our wonder dog."
Gaspard's apology for a tail twitched once or twice, then the truth dawned. He glared at the larger dog, opened his mouth to speak, caught himself just in time, and managed to turn it into a
bark. "I got the idea the other night when I saw your dog," said Dibbler. "I thought people like animals. Me, I like dogs. Good image, the dog. Saving lives, man's best friend, that kind of stuff."
Victor looked at Gaspard's furious expression.
"Gaspard's quite bright," he